WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. It won't be officially funded until today's Board of Regents meeting, but ground broke Wednesday at Texas A&M on the $121 million replacement of 60-year-old vet school buildings. Vet school Dean Eleanor Green says the three-building complex will give them the most technologically advanced veterinary education in the nation.
We're very excited about the opportunities to have high-impact learning experiences for our students, which translate to career veterinarians who serve the state of Texas and well beyond.
The new complex is scheduled to open in August of 2016 during the centennial year of the vet school. The A&M System Board of Regents, along with funding the construction of the new vet school, takes up next year's budgets during today's meeting in College Station.
At the flagship campus, the Regents are being asked to approve an operating budget proposed to generate a revenue increase of $39 million and raise spending by $51 million. Personnel costs account for more than $35 million. That includes a proposed merit pay raise pool of 3%. Off campus, the merit pay pool proposed for A&M agencies is 2%, and at the system office, any merit pay increase would come out of existing resources. The Regents are also being asked to give permission to negotiate a new contract with A&M head soccer coach G. Carreri and recently hired Aggie football defensive backs coach Terry Joseph. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Among the issues facing many of the 21,000 customers who lost electricity Tuesday in College Station are those who have irrigation systems. Jennifer Nations at College Station Utilities says at this time of year, lawns only need one deep watering a week.
What happens sometimes is if we have a power outage, you have all this programming information in your controller, and if we have a power outage, then your controller might lose it, and then it will default to on some controllers, the setting is every single station, every day for 10 minutes.
For the best soaking, water before 10 in the morning or after 6 in the evening. The excitement of a new Blinn College campus in College Station is tempered with those who are concerned about increased traffic. That includes Mayor Nancy Berry.
What concerns me and concerns staff is the possibility that Raintree might become a cut through. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that doesn't happen.
Berry agrees that many years ago, Appomattox should have been made a through street between Raintree and Emerald Parkway, but she says that would be difficult to do today. Friday marks the 6th annual remembrance of two local lawyers portraying the lead characters in the book To Kill a Mockingbird. It was 7 years ago that Shane Phelps and Phil Banks were in a Brazos County courtroom yelling at each other, nose to nose, in front of a jury. Phelps and Banks apologized to each other and came up with the idea of Atticus Finch Day.
We attorneys need to once in a while kind of gather, rededicate ourselves to the idea that that the pursuit of law can be a very noble pursuit. Sometimes we lose our way. We all point to the ideal of Atticus Finch.
You're invited to Friday's program starting at noon at the County Administration Building. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 51 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zornemann Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Zornemann Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
We'll look at the weather in just a minute, but I can tell you this, it's going to be near 90 by the time we get to Monday. And the folks at Intercon have a way to help you get your energy bills under control, because it's probably going to be a warm one this summer. That's fair, and that'll carry probably all the way through September. But solar screens from Intercon can make a difference immediately in the amount of energy that you use in your home. You place those on the east and west sides of the house where the sun is going to be shining in to your home. That heats the interior, the stuff inside your home, and as a result, that causes your air conditioner to run at times when you might not want it to. And because you can pick the percentage of blockage of the solar screen, then you've got a pretty good idea as to what you can do to bring those bills down. And the folks at BTU have a situation where they can help offset the cost of these solar screens. So check with them and find out what's out there and available. And then go to Intercon, because what Intercon does with solar screens is the same thing they do with windows. They give you an estimate, then they leave you alone. There's never any high pressure from Intercon. It's a quick solution that can have a very positive effect on your energy bills this summer. So give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
Dixie Tire Company is bringing you the best deals on custom wheels. Dixie Tire Company, located in downtown Bryan, has the best deals on tire and wheel packages from all brands and sizes. That's Dixie Tire Company. Or call 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
It's 7-Eleven, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. You come home, unit's not working, they'll have a loaner they can get you connected up with while they fix yours. 690-2278.
Through today, partly to mostly sunny skies will continue with high temperatures into the low and mid-70s during this afternoon. And there'll be some scattered clouds around during tonight as we drop down to the upper 40s and low 50s. During the day on Friday, partly sunny skies. It'll be in the mid-70s, a few scattered clouds at night, and again, averaging down around 50. But warming up during the weekend, mostly sunny skies on Saturday, temperatures into the middle 80s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports. It's about 7:50 as we've got a doubleheader for A&M softball. High school baseball action gets underway. The NBA in full swing in playoffs, and Oprah Winfrey wants to buy the Clippers. All that and more in sports. We'll do that for you again, like I said, about 7:50.
You know, I'm old enough that I can remember when we had a 15-minute national newscast, okay, in the afternoon.
Okay.
But, you know, a lot of folks can remember when it started at 30 minutes. And so, you know, that's basically when we all sat down, we watched Uncle Walter or whoever it was and, you know, give us the news. And that's when we got the news. And there might be some radio news there earlier in the day, but that was pretty much it. Obviously, where we are now, how many hours of news programming is there that's out there for you? Tons, right? So we end up getting all sorts of stuff. And every once in a while, you just get one of those wonderful tidbits of TV journalism, and it happened yesterday. It's a video of a shirtless man holding a dog asking a reporter out as soon as the wildfires are over. And this is KTLA, okay? This is Los Angeles. This is a big TV station. The reporter's name is Courtney Friel. So she's on the scene there as this wildfire is threatening an LA suburb. And in the middle of interviewing a fire official, a guy who somehow doesn't have his shirt wanders up. He is wearing a baseball cap.
Yeah, he's not little either.
Yeah, and he's carrying his dog. So of course, she asks him the pertinent question, do you live around here? No, I just wander randomly around Los
Shirtless
Angeles.
With my dog.
Yeah, looking for fires. Yeah, and anyway, of course he lived around there. So what does he say to the reporter? He says, wow, you're super pretty. You want to go on a date sometime? To which she says, you're on the air live.
Well, she asked him what he thought of the wildfires. He said, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool?
Yep.
Oh, anyway. That's pretty substantive stuff there. Once
again, I've got it here if you want
no,
it.
I don't want it. No, I don't want
I didn't
it.
Figure.
It's just, it's almost as bad as, well, it's now 6 or 7 years ago, the Today Show had the shot about the flooding and the lady standing there, and a guy goes walking by and water's about ankle deep.
Yeah. Oopsie.
Dang television thing will do it to you every time.
That's why radio. See, TV's a fad.
Yeah, that's right.
It is. Radio's been around a lot longer.
So our human being of the day brought to you by Houston, Texas, where an unidentified Good Samaritan thwarted a crime in progress, seeing a young woman being mugged by two thieves. The guy swoops in, draws his firearm, scared the bad guys off, but didn't end there. The guy chases the two perps to their car, forces them to lie on the ground and stood over them with gun drawn until the police arrive. Woman's fine. Perps are in jail. The hero is unidentified because he didn't really stick around. He stayed there to obviously talk to the police. He did have a concealed carry permit, bought some candy for his kids, and drove away. So, there you go.
Just another day in Houston,
Just
Texas.
Just another day in Houston, Texas. That's right. There are people up there in Vermont going, oh, my God, we're never going down there. Yeah. Just saying. Not a bad deal at all.
If you're from Vermont, we don't want you here anyways.
Right. Man in Ohio called 911 to report his grandson was lazy. like that. 72-year-old Edward Friel told the Loren County deputies that his 17-year-old grandson, Justin, quote, does nothing around the house, end quote. The teen apparently refuses to do chores, spends all his time playing computer games. When the police arrived, Edward had even cut the internet cable since the kid wasn't listening to him. And after that, the teen allegedly punched a hole in the wall and ran off into the woods.
My goodness.
Yeah. Police didn't end up charging Justin, that's the kiddo, with anything, since his grandfather ultimately agreed to discipline the child himself. The
felonious assault of a house?
Yeah. Wait till your mama gets home.
Oh, that was never good.
All right, the high school senior who was accepted to all 8 Ivy League schools, remember him?
Yeah, which one did he choose?
Made the decision. His name is Kwasi Enan.
Mm-hmm.
He held a news conference at his Long Island High School to announce he's going to be... Everything all right in there?
I'm just rebuilding the studio. Don't mind me.
That's right. He's going to be a Yalie.
Oh.
Scored 2250 out of 2400 on his SAT. He was accepted to Duke, 3 SUNY campuses, and all the Ivy League schools. Obviously, counselors thought that was kind of a rare thing. First generation Ghanaian American, took 11 AP classes in high school. He plays the violin, he sings in an a cappella group, volunteers at a hospital's radiology department. Both his parents are nurses. I mean, he does some other stuff, it sounds like.
Said he I'm just thinking.
Yeah?
When does he have time to study? This kid's doing everything.
Well, pretty smart. He says he picked Yale because of its music program and the financial aid package that it offered. In addition to continuing his study of the violin, he plans to go to medical school and become a doctor. So. Apparently, he turned down that offer from DeVry. I'm just saying.
Phoenix came a call, and yeah. I said, I don't think so.
All right, it's the Kentucky Derby coming up on Saturday. It's time for another list of horses. Horses or not? Derby horses or not? Here we go. Candy Boy. Horse or not?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Harry's Holiday.
Yes.
Yeah.
You said that with true certainty. You putting a shekel down, are you? Okay. Big Brainy.
No.
Wait, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Big Brainy. No.
No. Okay. Big Bazinga.
I'm going to say yes
yeah,
on that
go,
one.
Yeah. It is.
And Big Lover Boy.
Nope.
No. Big Bazinga.
I want to hear the race call for that.
I know. They just, you
Big
know.
Bazinga down the stretch.
Each month. The world spends 720 billion minutes hanging out on Facebook. Now, does that mean it's running in the background? I mean, that can't. You don't have the screen up, do you? Really? Do you?
Yeah, maybe.
Really? Okay. I don't know. I don't do Facebook. I'm not sure I understand Facebook, but I'm just saying.
Are those like official numbers, or did they poll people? 721 billion minutes.
What it says, yeah. We have other. Yesterday, by the way, was the 20th anniversary of the rollout of the internet for the 21st for I can't even do the math for us. You know, it had been created in 1989, but 1993 was when it first became open to the public. Al Gore said it'd be okay, so we did that. Remember when the president took a selfie with Big Poppy? And that ended up being a kind of a deal because Samsung got a hold of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A couple of weeks ago.
They said, no.
Never again.
Right. And that's what happened is never again. U.S. Army base last Sunday, 13-year-old Micah Taylor was denied a photo with the president. Just wanted a selfie. Obama reportedly told him that if he took a selfie with her, then he'd have to take one with everyone. Well, no, he doesn't have to take a selfie with me. I don't want a selfie. Just saying. I mean, yeah, nonetheless. Okay, when you leave the bar at night and you have this overwhelming necessity to eat something, it's probably not going to be healthy, right? United States folks usually
Waffle House.
Well, yeah. Greasy, fatty, carbohydrate-y type stuff, pizza, cheeseburgers, whatever. Maybe you do the Mexican food thing. Howsoever, in the rest of the world, where do they go for their drunk food? In the Czech Republic, they feast on semínci sýr. This is a sandwich of deep-fried hunks of mozzarella topped with mustard and mayonnaise.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. In Germany, they indulge in fries topped with mayonnaise and curry along with sausage.
Still don't understand that.
No.
Fries and mayo.
In Japan, and it is. I mean, that's a big deal over there. And if you missed it yesterday, folks, we don't understand why, but we have it on good authority that mayonnaise is now the number one condiment in America.
Overtaking salsa.
Yeah, and or ketchup or mustard.
Because people like to say salsa.
Yeah. Or tartar sauce. Or anything. In Japan, they serve ramen.
Really? Yeah, I think it's different than our ramen.
I was going to say, that's probably right.
It's ramen. It's good.
It's not the Brico salt.
Yeah. In the UK, it's cheese fries finished with garlic aioli.
All right.
Now, that sounds not too bad.
Yeah.
But again, all of this at 7:21 in the morning is probably not ideal.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Ready to make the commitment to be healthier, to be stronger, to feel better? Then here's the number to call, 693-6100. That's Super Slow Zone. You know the slogan, minutes a week, in shape for life. And that's exactly what it's all about. You stop in, try the machines out. They have some new machines as they've changed their location. They're still right there on Rock Prairie Road in the medical complex by the Med, but they're now in the West Side building right there on the first floor. But they're pieces of equipment they haven't had before. And as a result, you go in, you try the equipment out, you find what you're looking for in exercise. Then they take a brief medical history, and you're on your way. 693-6100. You're on your way to a healthier you so that you can feel better every day. You go and you work out a couple of times a week. After a while, it shifts down to one time a week. But what you always get is attention, one-on-one work. That's what makes Super Slow Zone different. Minutes a week in shape for life. Call them at 693-6100, Super Slow Zone.
Did you know you can complete a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of classroom and online classes offered, the mini-mester doesn't even have to interrupt your break. You can take a class you need for your transcript or simply learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course at Blinn College. Search for classes and find out how to apply at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Good morning. It's 7:23, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We were just talking a little while ago about college education and, decide what you want to be doing because you got to pay your student loans back, this having to do with the Higher Education Coordinating Board yesterday, saying that the processing fee was going to be eliminated for college loans, so that will save students several hundred dollars or their parents. So you get your university education completed. You've spent thousands of dollars. Now you're ready to accept your diploma and head off to reckon with the economy. The unemployment rate for new college graduates just went down to 11%. What do you do when you're on stage?
I know.
That would be that perfect metaphor for your life situation. What do you do?
Backflip.
That's right. It's a graduation backflip. Be very careful.
Thunk.
Be very careful.
Let's just say he under-rotated a little.
Yeah. Where was that? Do you know?
I don't. I just saw it. It was awful.
Don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't even think about it. Do a forward roll, maybe. It's safer. And, I mean, you're going to do a backflip in a cap and gown? What?
I'm just... graduation tumbling, just a little front flip.
Whee! Well, or just do a couple of jumping jacks, something like that. Just something that's pretty safe that keeps your feet relatively close to the ground. Yeah, but a backward flip is not
that. Yeah, you just drop down and do the thing like Al Jolson. Ta-da!
That's it. Woman in New York City found a note in her Saks Fifth Avenue bag claiming to be from a Chinese prisoner.
What?
What it says. The note reads, quote, "We are ill-treated and work life slaves for 13 hours every day producing these bags in bulk in a prison factory." A spokesperson for the Lagawa Research Foundation, this is a prisoner advocacy group, believes the author of the letter risked his life to write it. Hudson's Bay Company, which is the controlling company for Saks, says they can't determine the origin of the bag.
Oops. Oops.
So think about that today as you go out and take advantage of our economy. Couple in Pittsburgh tied the knot, even though the groom suffered a heart attack. Bob Adams, 68 years old, on his way to get hitched when he had a heart attack. Pulled over, called paramedics, who refused to let him continue to the wedding venue. Yeah. Instead, rescuers insisted he go to the ER, where an impromptu ceremony was performed. The paramedics explained, he said that he was getting married one way or another, no matter what. Preacher showed up, they got married right there in the ER. Once he recovers, he plans to take his new bride to a honeymoon in Las Vegas. Okay. That whole sickness and health thing, right?
Baby, yeah. Did you fill out the paperwork? Was that I said that out loud.
You did, didn't you? It's 7:26, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Doggone, we could sure use some rain out there. But in the interim, we have some pretty nice temperatures. 75 for a high temperature today with light northerly winds at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight we'll be down to 51 or so. Tomorrow it's 77. We're into the 80s for Saturday and Sunday. And, in fact, Monday we're going to be really close to 90 degrees. But it cools down to the 50s or lower 60s, at least at night, all the way through there. Right now the winds are out of the northwest at 5, 80% relative humidity. Fair skies and it's 48.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
This week, Nokia confirmed the sale of its device and services business. The former cell phone giant's been absorbed by Microsoft into a division called Microsoft Mobile Oi. It did not come cheap. The total cost of the acquisition, $7.5 billion. Roger Cheng wrote a lengthy analyst for CNET titled Farewell Nokia, The Rise and Fall of a Mobile Pioneer. Now, he writes that Microsoft's acquisition of Nokia is a sobering reminder that even the strongest companies can fall. Once upon a time, in the not-too-distant past, 2007, Nokia had 41% of the world's cell phone market. The other big player was Motorola. Man, how things change. Of course, we all know what happened to the iPhone. With competition from Apple and Samsung, Nokia's market share dropped to 15% before the sale to Microsoft. Now, there are lessons in the Nokia story beyond the tech world. In their endless class warfare campaigns, liberals paint the rich as a static group that'll always be rich. Nothing could be further from the truth. People move in and out of the top brackets as their fortunes change. Likewise, the fortunes of nations can also change dramatically. Just witness what Obama's done to America's world leadership since 2008. Just as in the Carter years, the president's personal weakness has created a perception around the world that America is also weak. How lasting will that change in fortunes be? Well, time in the coming elections will tell. What's this got to do with Nokia? Nothing.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Hardware. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Tuesday's power outage in College Station has resulted in a reminder from Jennifer Nations of College Station Utilities to check the programming on your lawn irrigation system.
Even though we have needed to water some, you really still only need to water about one day a week. And we always encourage people to water deeply and infrequently. So definitely when you switch to the every single station every day for 10 minutes, that's not deep, that's not infrequent. And you'll notice your landscape start to suffer and your water bills start to suffer, and you may not know why. And it could be because your controller went haywire.
Nation says everyone with an electronic programmer should check the settings because it may have been unplugged or set to go off too frequently at the wrong times. In August of next year, there'll be more traffic in College Station across the freeway from Central Park. That's the site of the new Blinn College campus. Mayor Nancy Berry doesn't see as an option to reduce volume on the freeway access road and expansion of Appomattox between Emerald Parkway and Raintree.
I think it would be objectionable to the people who live there, because it's not that wide a street in Emerald Forest. And, you know, if you have people park on both sides, it's going to be difficult to make it up three streets.
Berry says she doesn't want to see Raintree become a cut-through for college traffic, as Munson was many years ago when Blinn was had a location off Harvey Road. New buildings and programs for Texas A&M are on the agenda for today's Board of Regents meeting.
Final actions expected on two building projects located on West Campus. One's a $19 million, 2,400-bed housing complex. Construction would start this August. It'll be located at the southeast corner of Raymond Stotzer Parkway and Discovery Drive, backing up to Horticulture Street. The other is the nearly $13 million human clinical research building. It's the second phase of a master plan site for the Department of Health and Kinesiology. It'll be located across John Kimbrough Boulevard from the Agriculture Headquarters Complex. The Regents will also take up a proposed research program from the Health Science Center. CAPRI is an acronym for Center for Airborne Pathogen Research and Tuberculosis Imaging. It's a five-year effort to address respiratory diseases in humans and animals. More than $8 million in funding has been secured, with the possibility of receiving as much as an additional $24 million. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Also up for approval by the Regents is funding the new vet school complex. Groundbreaking of the $121 million project was Thursday. Vet school Dean Eleanor Green, Wednesday. She says students will be able to take advantage of flexible educational space and high-tech capabilities.
There will be simulation where they can practice in a clinical skills laboratory, and as well as very high-tech simulation to learn a lot of skills before they ever get to a live animal.
The new complex opens during the vet school centennial in August of 2016. It will replace six buildings, three of which were considered to be in poor condition and was threatening the college's accreditation status. The lead character in the book To Kill a Mockingbird has been the theme of a yearly gathering of local attorneys. You're invited to Friday's annual Atticus Finch Day program, which starts at noon at the County Administration Building. The idea was born 7 years ago after Shane Phelps and Phil Banks apologized to each other after a heated exchange in front of a Brazos County jury.
Lawyers get together and acknowledge that we can, and rededicate ourselves to this idea, that we can do the things we're supposed to do, we can represent our clients zealously, and we don't have to tear each other apart doing it. I mean, there are some very noble things that can be accomplished with a law degree, and we lose sight of that occasionally. And this observance is a rededication of ourselves to the idea that we should be looking for the real noble opportunities in the law.
The guest speaker is the Houston lawyer who, at no charge, represented death row inmate Michael Morton, who was wrongfully imprisoned for 25 years. Defense attorneys in Texas are taking notice of this week's botched execution in Oklahoma.
There are almost 275 inmates on Texas death row, and death penalty appellate defender Maury Levin says each could be affected by the Oklahoma debacle.
We cannot underestimate
how much what happened in Oklahoma is relevant to Texas.
The problem she sees is the secrecy Oklahoma tried to blanket over its execution, the same thing Levin is running into in Texas when it comes to the lethal drugs and who is supplying them.
And there is absolutely no reason to think that what happened last night will not happen.
The Texas Attorney General's office says the protocol and drugs in Texas are different than Oklahoma and notes 33 executions have been carried out without incident since the current method was adopted in July of 2012. LP Phillips, TSN News.
The death penalty has been given in a Waco capital murder trial that has a tie to Brian. Carnell Petiton Jr. Killed his estranged wife in September 2012. Investigators say Petiton also abducted the woman's 9-year-old daughter, who was rescued in Brian. Prosecutors say Petiton was serving nearly 20 years in prison for attempted murder when he met his wife in 2009 as a pen pal. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 53 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Peach Creek Vineyards invites you out this weekend. It's going to be spectacular weather. We'll look at the weather, of course, specifically in just a minute. But they're located on Peach Creek Road, which is in the southern part of the county, there past the Speedway. And they have, actually, you can see the vines as you're driving in. They got a nice lake there. They have a covered pavilion. You can sit there, or, you know, if the weather's nice and you got a nice little northerly breeze like we're going to have for the next few days, you just sit outside under the sky or later on in the evening and just enjoy the weather and enjoy the wine. You'll find 15 different wines to choose from Peach Creek Vineyards, and they have also a store where you can get some kind of wine-centric gifts. But a great opportunity if you have folks coming in from out of town to go out into the country and enjoy yourself. You can buy some snacks there, or you can bring some of your snacks with you if you'd like to do that. You can give them a call. It's area code 936-825-3669, 825-3669. Or just go to peachcreekvineyards.com, the blog there, and learn all about what's going on out there, what's available for you, what the hours are, and enjoy your weekend at Peach Creek Vineyards. They invite you to come out and say hi.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zwicker from Zwicker & Associates. Now, last time we talked, you were talking about pasta listings.
They're delicious.
I love pasta listings.
A little high on the carbs.
Those are my favorite.
But, yeah, but they're good, though.
Okay. Pocket listings. Let's try that instead.
Pocket listings.
So what exactly are pocket listings?
Well, they're a lot meatier than pasta listing.
What are pocket listings?
Pocket listings are listings that have been signed and agreed to by the seller. They know they're going to sell. They have a price in mind, but they're not being marketed to the other buyers that are out there. So you really want to work with a realtor who either has quite a few pocket listings of their own or has a good network with other realtors that are in town. Where they can work together to share those listings. Oftentimes, buyers are purchasing properties before they ever even hit the MLS. So pocket listings are important. If you're a buyer, you should know what they are, and you should be working with a realtor who knows what they are.
And to find out a pocket full of listings, go to zarealestate.com.
7:39, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Through today, partly to mostly sunny skies will continue with high temperatures into the low and mid-70s during this afternoon. And there'll be some scattered clouds around during tonight as we drop down to the upper 40s and low 50s. During the day on Friday, partly sunny skies. It'll be in the mid-70s, a few scattered clouds at night, and again, averaging down around 50. But warming up during the weekend, mostly sunny skies on Saturday, temperatures into the middle 80s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at WTAW sports here in just a little bit with A&M softball playing a doubleheader last night. High school baseball starts the playoffs tonight, and NBA playoffs rebound all over the place. How about that? We'll do that and more coming up in sports in about 10 minutes.
Oh, that's very nice, yeah. Rebound, abound, yeah, all that bounding stuff. So, May Day. This from the folks at Better Homes and Gardens. May Day is known as the happiest day of the year in Italy. Okay? The Italians believe that. Flowers draped around cows' tails as they're led in the French May Day parade.
Good luck with that.
Touching the cows, good luck. Yeah. Stand to the side as you're braiding those.
Because they love that.
Yeah. Superstition holds that washing your face in the May Day morning dew will retain your youthful beauty. For some of us, it's too late. And May 1st is also Labor Day in many countries. In most European countries, when May Day falls on a Saturday or Sunday, it's observed the following Monday. So, holiday for those people. You won't be working as hard. So we mentioned a little while ago, it's 21 years ago yesterday, that the Internet basically became available to the public. Every minute of every day on the Internet, 204 million emails, messages. My thought is a lot of those aren't happening from 1 in the morning until 5 in the morning, so that means the rest of the time, there's a whole bunch really happening. Again, this is every minute. There are 4 million things searched on Google every minute. 2.5 million things are shared on Facebook. There are 277,000 things that are on Twitter every minute. 48,000 apps are downloaded every minute. 3,472 images are pinned on Pinterest. This is maybe the most interesting one that I had found. Went to a convention a couple of years ago, and the guy from YouTube was there talking about how YouTube was being now used for news and information and as an addition, entertainment. And he had given some number of how much video is loaded onto YouTube. Again, right now, every minute, 72 hours of new video is loaded onto YouTube.
That's a lot.
That is every minute. That means you should be able to do anything. You know what I'm saying? If you need to have some sort of a repair, you should be able to go on YouTube and look at that and go, "Oh, I can do that," or "Hey, no way I'm doing that." But anyway,
I'm paying somebody for that problem.
YouTube search tax preparation.
72 hours of new video every minute.
Crazy.
It is. All right, so do you want to know how the pyramids were built, or does it matter?
Sure.
They start at the top and scrape down?
Yeah, that's it. They started with a big block and just scraped down. Now, the question was how they moved these 2.5-ton stones, okay, that they used to make the pyramids. And apparently, folks at the University of Amsterdam have figured it out. And the solution was right there all along. It all comes down to friction. The ancient Egyptians would transport their cargo across the desert sands from the quarry to the monument site with big sleds. And they were pretty much just basic sleds, these slabs with, you know, upturned edges. Then, you know, if you pull something like that that would weigh 2.5 tons, that would tend to dig into the sand ahead of it, right? Thus building up a berm that you would not be able to pull over.
Right.
That all makes sense? Okay. Well, researchers confirmed that actually, what the Egyptians clearly already knew, that probably they would have that problem, and they wet down the sand. They wet down the sand, and that allowed it to go across the sand without any problem. Now, I don't know where you get the water, I guess, from the Nile River, and I don't know how fast it sinks into the sand, but the folks from Amsterdam seem to think that that's what it is. I want to go with the astronauts.
I can just imagine a whole bunch of Egyptian slaves in front with a little squirt bottle.
Hello?
Yeah, did the Egyptians have a YouTube on that?
Yeah, really. Maybe they had super soakers, and so it wasn't that difficult. I'm just saying.
I just think we're all in denial.
Yeah. Well, artwork within one of the tombs. Thank you. Artwork within one of the tombs discovered in the Victorian era depicts a scene of slaves hauling this statue of the Middle Kingdom ruler that for that time. And in front of it was a sled, and they were pouring liquid on the sand in front of it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what they're saying. So we'll see how that works out. Here's your handy-dandy skincare tip for today. You ready for that? I knew you were.
Oh, righty
then. If you have blotchy red skin, you can get rid of that extra redness by sucking on an ice cube.
Okay.
You need the nerve endings in your face to constrict to make the redness go away, and the nerve endings are
in the hard palate. That's the upper part of your mouth.
So if you get gin blossoms, then you need to suck on an ice cube.
And then I'd get embarrassed because people would say, why are you sucking on that ice cube?
Oh, I don't want to tell you the story to go along with that. All right. After Kevin Sports, we're going to tell you how the airlines are going to get really a fairly large amount of money from you that they're not getting today. And one more opportunity for you to give some money to Walmart. They found one more thing that they feel like you can't do without that they're going to sell to you, I guess, at the Walmart price. So airlines taking your money in Walmart in a few minutes.
Celebrate Brenham's 124th Mayfest, May 2nd through the 4th at Fireman's Park to celebrate their German heritage. Starting at 6 p.m. Friday, free live Texas country music, food, German soda water, and wine. Saturday, immediately after the 10:30 parade, food, dance groups, arts and crafts, and $6 all-you-can-eat Bluebell ice cream. After an authentic German church service Sunday morning, the fest starts at noon with a beanbag tournament, homebrew contest, German bands, kids' activities, plus food and drink. Visit Mayfest.org. That's M-A-I-F-E-S-T.org.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime. So you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Technology. Can't live with it, can't live without it. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Okay, I admit it. I love technology, whether it's getting real-time updates on sporting events or sending a note to a colleague on the other side of the world in seconds. I'm continually amazed by the conveniences modern technology provides us. Our society is able to achieve far more and in less time than anyone could have imagined just 50 years ago. But for all the good these cool gadgets bring to our lives, I think children and adults alike are losing something important to our well-being, the ability to wait. Think about it. Technology conditions us to expect results faster and faster, often within minutes or even seconds. And having to wait, well, that's usually a recipe for impatience and frustration. But the richest treasures of life, deeply committed relationships, the pursuit of wisdom, or a solid connection with our kids are cultivated slowly, over time. You can't buy an app to make it happen, and there's no shortcut. So when we try to microwave our lives, we usually only succeed in substituting the very things that give life its richness and beauty with cheap imitations instead. Listen, I have no intention of disconnecting my internet service or tossing my cell phone out the window. But it's important to remind myself, as well as to teach my two boys, that more often than not, the true wealth of life develops over time. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention homeowners. Quicken Loans has some important information regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past. And nearly 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. We'll work with you to understand your specific circumstances and strive to find the financial solution that's best for you. Then, we'll guide you through each step of the mortgage refinance process to make sure it's both simple and easy. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call, and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call. Either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:49. Sophomore Katie Marks threw the first no-hitter of her career as the 24th-ranked Texas A&M softball team swept a non-conference doubleheader against Lamar yesterday at the Aggie Softball Complex. The Aggies picked up an 8-0, five-inning run rule win in Game 1 before clipping the Lady Cardinals 6-1 in Game 2. A new shingle being hung out at Texas A&M. There's new leadership taking over in women's sports. Director of Athletics Eric Hyman announced the hiring of Samantha K. Hughey, a Senior Associate Director of Athletics / Senior Women's Administrator. Hughey comes to College Station after 5 years at the University of Delaware, where she has served in a variety of roles, most recently as the Deputy Director of Athletics and Recreation Services and Special Assistant to the President. High school baseball playoffs get cranking today as College Station is at China Springs at 5:45. You can catch that game on our sister station, Peace 107. The Bryan Vikings head to Kingwood with a first pitch at 6 o'clock. That game on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Bryan is playing in a best of three. In the NBA, Tony Parker had a big day yesterday. Now on the heels of becoming a dad earlier in the day, he put up 23 points to lead the San Antonio Spurs to a 109-103 victory over the Dallas Mavericks. Here's Coach Popovich on Tony's big day.
Well, it was a pretty special night for him. You know, I think his child was a little bit more important than the game, but he managed to do them both. He had a hell of a night, and he was magnificent for us.
The Spurs have grabbed a 3-2 lead in the NBA Conference quarterfinals. The Houston Rockets avoided elimination. Dwight Howard had 22 points to help Houston beat Portland 108-98. The Rockets coach Kevin McHale after the game.
We got some stops. They had a hell of a run there in that third quarter where they were making a lot of threes and, you know, and getting after it offensively.
The Trailblazers lead that series 3-2. Game 6 is tomorrow in Portland. Kyle Lowry's 36 points helped the Toronto Raptors outlast Brooklyn 115-113. They have a 3-2 lead as well. Oprah Winfrey leads the list of wealthy celebrities who have expressed an interest in purchasing the Los Angeles Clippers shortly after the NBA commissioner Adam Silver banned owner Donald Sterling from the league for life. Winfrey's spokesman confirmed yesterday that she is recently in discussions with record label mogul David Geffen and Oracle CEO Larry Ellison to pool their vast resources on a bid for the team. Others interested in buying the Clippers, music mogul Sean P. Diddy Combs, actor Matt Damon, and boxers Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Oscar De La Hoya. Here's Mayweather.
We're very, very interested in buying the Clippers.
On now to the Heisman Trophy troubles of Jameis Winston. Famous Jameis has been issued a civil citation after sheriff's deputies said he walked out of a Publix supermarket without paying for $32 worth of crab legs and crawfish. Leon County Sheriff Major Michael Wood says Florida State quarterback was cooperative and told the deputies he just forgot to pay for the food, but he did not contact the store will return there to pay for the items. The Los Angeles Lakers are in search of a head coach after Mike D'Antoni resigned following a 27-55 season. It's the team's worst in more than 50 years. D'Antoni had 1 year left on his contract, but wanted the Lakers to pick up the option for 2015 and 16 to have a chance to succeed. The Lakers refused, and D'Antoni resigned. In the NHL, the LA Kings, Minnesota Wild, and New York Rangers have advanced to the NHL Conference semifinals by earning Game 7 victories last night. Major League Baseball, Anthony Rendon finished a triple shy of the cycle and had 4 hits, and the Washington Nationals beat the Houston Astros 7-0. The Oakland Athletics completed a 3-sweep with a 12-1 rout of the sloppy Texas Rangers. Rangers coach Ron Washington just wants this ugly series to go away.
That's all you can do. Right now, I'm thinking about Anaheim. We didn't play well enough to win. When you don't play well enough to win, you just got to keep going. I mean, we'll get back to where we were, but tonight we just didn't do it.
That's your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Stephen Sondheim created a tour de force when he took Ingmar Bergman's Smiles of a Summer Night and turned it into a four-time Tony Award-winning musical, A Little Night Music, being presented by the theater company of Bryan College Station. A Little Night Music runs now through May 4th and is underwritten by Alan Bryant and Robert C. Borden. Get tickets at theatercompany.com. Funding for the 26th season is provided in part by the Hot Funds from the City of College Station, administered by the ACBV, the theater company behind Joanne's Fabrics in the Tejas Center.
Are you over 50? Then you'll want to pick up the free spring issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine, available at locations throughout Bryan College Station. Independent Active Senior Living is the newest feature in this issue of Brazos Wellness. You'll also learn about the healing power of pets and keeping yourself safe from scams. Pick up your free copy of Brazos Wellness today, available at locations throughout Bryan College Station. Doctor's orders.
At 5 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Is there anything that the world's largest retailer doesn't sell? Because it's getting ready to get into the insurance business.
Holy cow.
Yep, in auto insurance. Walmart has hooked up with a new site called autoinsurance.com that lets shoppers quickly find and buy insurance policies online to cut down costs. That move comes just a few weeks after Walmart had launched a money transfer service. Shoppers can order caskets online from Walmart. They can even buy life insurance in 217 Walmart stores.
You know, I think one of the signs of the apocalypse will be if Walmart and Google ever team up.
Ooh.
They are getting into everything.
They will know all and see all.
And sell you all.
Yes, and sell you all. But they'll have to go elsewhere to arrange funeral services. You buy the casket online, but you got to actually go. Now, again, if you're in the undertaking business, you want to hear about, oh, well, we've already got the coffin taken care of.
beg your pardon?
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you just look out there in the Chevette, we've got it back there on strapped on the top of the Chevette, bringing it in there. Yeah, anyway. And while customers can turn to Walmart to help them file their taxes, they have to go elsewhere if they need assistance in writing their will. For now.
I was going to say, for now.
For now.
Because you can get your taxes done there.
Again, we've talked about how I think in South Korea, they had tax consultants on the trains to help the people get their taxes figured out as they were going to work. And that's also the country where they had the little, in the stations, in the train stations, they had places where you could order food that would be delivered to your house that night, because that's the only time you had to shop. Anyway. All right, here we go. Passengers are already charged by most carriers for checked bags, and airlines have drastically cut back on the amount of luggage one is allowed to bring. Now, Frontier Airlines will soon begin to charge extra for carry-on bags. Got it? We're going to get you one way or another. Claims this will be to offset their rising expenses, and what they'll do is they'll lower their fares.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Frontier has slashed its lowest economy fares by 12%. However, customers will now pay $20 to $50 more for a carry-on bag to store in the overhead bin. Flyers will still be able to take one personal item free of charge. Okay. Just see how that works.
Jeez.
Yeah. Again, that's Frontier. And, you know, if it catches on, it'll catch on everywhere. Hello.
Yeah, I look forward to Walmart posting on YouTube, you know, 2 gallons of pickle juice, half a bottle of High Karate, and a casket. You got to take care of.
High Karate? He said High Karate.
Yeah, he did.
Well, okay. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought about that for anything. I'd have thought Jade East, but not High Karate.
Celebrate mom this year with a gift from the 2014 Pandora Mother's Day Collection at Texas Rose Boutique in downtown Bryan. Tell your mom everything she means to you with the Pandora Forever in My Heart gift set, featuring one sterling silver clasp bracelet, one mother's heart charm, and 2 clear cosmic star clips in a porcelain box for $200 while supplies last. See Texas Rose Boutique for more details.